Okay, so everyone who made it at 9 a.m., impressive. And based on the number of people I see here and the faces I see here, a lot of people who put something on the website proposing an unconference session are not here to back it up. So
posting.
Posting. You're posting right now? All right, I'll hit refresh. So I think since there are so few people here, I'll read off what there are, and if anyone is here who wants to talk about those topics who feels they're sort of the person to lead that topic, then we'll keep it on the list. Otherwise, we'll see if anyone shows up for that for the second segment. But these are the things that people have proposed so far. So someone said they would like to see Andrea do a little bit more on MU as a CMS and non-blog farm stuff, if Andrea is interested, which she may or may not be. Someone said they would like to see more on BuddyPress theming, which I would think should be John, Andy, Lisa, none of whom are here, or anyone else who thinks they're decent with BuddyPress. Anyone? Not so much. Okay. Pods plugins. Scott does not seem to be here, so probably not. But he's going to do something this afternoon. He's going to do a lightning talk, so people will get to see him later. SEO, is Corey here? Corey's not here. Is anyone else here at SEO Expert that wants to lead a non-conference session? No? Okay. Someone wants to talk about Drupal, but is that person here? Yeah. Okay, we're going to move on and then take that off the list. There are a few enough people here, we could all talk about WordPress. There's no, we're all nice. We're all on PHP. We're all open source. We should support each other. Just, we don't need to talk about it. Parent-child themes. Daisy, is Daisy here? Daisy's not here. Does anyone else want to talk about themes? Okay. .com to .org migration. So we could tell someone about that if they want to. A lot of people have asked for more Genius Bar. Most of the geniuses were totally slammed yesterday, and they're probably sleeping late. So, but people helping people with their WordPress stuff is one of the key things about WordCamps. So even if you weren't on the Genius Bar, if you are running a WordPress blog, chances are you know how to do things that other people don't. And so sort of an ad hoc, let's help each other room, I think would be cool. Someone wanted to talk about podcasting, which I'm guessing is probably the blueberry guy from PowerPress. He here? No. Someone wanted to do more or a repeat of the My Favorite Features that Stefan did last night, things that people often overlook in the admin interface. Any one of us could do that for you guys. Someone wanted to talk about using WordPress behind a firewall, so I'm thinking that's maybe sort of internal security kind of stuff. Someone wants to talk about getting more traffic. But again, I don't really see most of the people who proposed those in this room. So,
can you refresh your page?
I just did. And now Ron Suarez would like to know, what could we do in the WordPress open source community to grow consulting opportunities in vertical markets and leverage consumer passion for music to nonprofits? So let's say consulting ops. Okay, is there anyone who has something they think it would be cool to spend an hour doing and or talking about with the other people who are here? We were going to split it into two chunks. We were going to do 9:15 to 10:15 and then 10:30 to 11:30. And, you know, if you don't need it that much time, that's fine. Everyone felt rushed yesterday. That's why we're trying to give a little longer this time.
I'm wondering if there are any experts here on integrating calendars, actual event calendars into your WordPress. Say something like Helios or Google Calendar.
So the question was, is there anyone here who's an expert in integrating event calendars into WordPress? And are there? I mean, I think they're mostly just use plugins for it, and there's not so much expertise as just find, add new calendar, install. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
In fact, I think it might have been an event calendar that got me started on it in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, we need an event calendar for WordCamps. Okay, does anyone else have anything that they would like to talk about and or be told about and or just discuss in general? Yes.
I missed the session on intranets yesterday. Anyone wants to talk about that?
Is Ramil here? Ramil? Emil is not here, and that was something he like actually built a faked version of the thing he did.
I'll
so, I think someone asked.
Video type that one.
We did. Okay, great. And yeah, for people who, I mean, we all missed things yesterday. I missed actually almost everything, but those sessions that did get videotaped will be having all the people who volunteered to tape things upload things to WordPress TV. So we'll get those things up there and labeled as soon as we can. And any other suggestions and or requests? Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
Is anybody interested in just kind of theming?
So Daisy had proposed talking about theming and child parent themes. When I said, "Is anyone else here interested in theming?" No one raised their hand, including you. So we have a dozen rooms. So pretty much anyone who wants a room, I'm thinking, could get one. Casey, do you have anything you want to propose as an unconference session?
Wow.
We're light on people who put things on the list actually being here.
I'll talk about Scriblio.
You want to talk about Scriblio? All right. So Casey...
Corey doesn't come out to this.
How's that?
Corey doesn't come out to this.
Library catalogs.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so you got someone volunteering for SEO. Casey's following. Scriblio.
You had said anybody can do favorite features. That might be interesting.
Yeah, anyone can do that. Anyone else have a suggestion before I start having people vote by raising their hands for unconference sessions? Anything anyone would like to see? You guys that just came in?
Letterpress.
And you want to lead a discussion on that, or you want someone else to?
I would like to learn something.
Okay. So what you missed is that most of the people who were speaking yesterday... big shout out to Ron and Andrea and Casey and John and a few other people, but out of 60 some odd speakers, not so many here today. Everyone who asked me, well, I can do a longer version in the unconference, right? Because 30 minutes isn't enough time. I told them 30 minutes was plenty.
Do you need a leader for the button press unconference?
Oh, I'm here.
I'll do it.
Yeah? Okay. Great. Okay, so...
Do we have a newbie leader?
None of them are here, but I'm sure that there's someone here. Do you have a specific topic that you're interested in? Because just saying newbie, that kind of doesn't have an actual topic.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at the website, and I don't understand between whether you download the one at .org or .com, and they send you get a free one at .com on .org, or it says download WordPress right here, ready to get
started. .com is where you go there. They host everything, and everything's done there. .org is when you bring down to your own website that you manage, and you get put up and do all that stuff.
And if you don't know, you go on the .com.
Right. You can't break the .com at all.
If you want the easiest possible experience, and you don't want to mess around while you're just kind of figuring out how to work with WordPress, I would say start at .com because it's free to set up. You can't use plugins. You can't use ads or affiliate links. You can't include JavaScript or Flash files unless there's something we have a shortcut.
But I do want to use the plugins. That's what I saw all of those.
Right, no. But if there's no plugins on .com. Some of them have been turned into widgets, but there are no plugins available to users of .com for security reasons. But if you go in and you learn how to use it and you start writing your stuff, you can take a little longer to figure out what you want to do about hosting, if you want to stay with GoDaddy or go to someone else or whatever, because it's one button to export everything out of WordPress.com to put it into a .org blog later. So you could at least get started working with it while you take a little more time to decide what you want to do about hosting.
Yes. I'd be happy to lead a discussion on using WordPress as a CMS for nonprofits, if anyone's interested.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone else have something they want to suggest before the voting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matt Bloom was very good on nonprofits as well yesterday.
Who is also not awake in here yet.
I submitted a comment about behind the firewall. It's synonymous sort of with corporate user intranet. So.
Oh, okay.
I do have some expertise in that.
Okay. So I'll add that to say corporate user / intranet.
How does this actually put on a WordCamp?
I was going to do that one. I'm supposed to be making puppets, damn it. I don't think his puppet show is going to make it. I'm going to have to just like do it later and put it on .tv. Yeah, if people want to know what went into putting this event on, I can do that. It probably won't take
second
an
half.
Hour.
Well, made it.
What's that?
At 17. Do that at 17 Lex.
Oh, no, the program for this afternoon is it's too tight for that. Everything's kind of scheduled, but... okay, so why don't we... Oh, yes?
I can lead a newbie session if anybody...
Okay, so newbie, like,
helping them get set up.
Learn or better. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
How to run WordPress.
All right, so yeah. that's who
that's
you're meeting. Great. Meet Natasha. Okay, so let's, I guess, start voting. So we have an offer to lead an SEO panel. How many want to do SEO? Anyone? Maybe sort of SEO review / best practices principles? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. A lot of people. Okay. I mean, not a lot, but a lot for what's in here. And then we have Casey offering to do something on Scriblio, which if you didn't see it, it's basically putting like a library catalog system on top of WordPress. Did I say that well enough, or do you want to add anything about it?
Any structured data represented in WordPress. So I like the idea of putting product catalogs in there.
Yeah. You're in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay.
You vote twice.
Well, we'll take the votes on the interest, and then we'll break it into the first and the second, and split up rooms so we can spread them out. We don't have to do them all in the first segment, so people can see more. Another my favorite feature is probably not the same favorite feature since Stefan isn't here, but someone just kind of showing off some of the hidden things that people tend to overlook in WordPress. Anyone? 1, 2, 3. Okay. General something about BuddyPress. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay. BuddyPress is the new black. I've said it before. WordPress as a CMS for nonprofits. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Newbies, how to kind of get up and running started. I know Natasha isn't raising her hand, but she probably is. So.
Oh, sorry. I'm like enthralled with the website here.
How to put on a WordCamp. Okay. That'll take 10 minutes, really. Okay, and going back up, so Ramil's not here. And we decided event calendars was really just a plug-in. Improving consulting opportunities within verticals. Ron's suggestion. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, bye. So we'll put that up there. How to get more traffic to your blog. I don't think the person who suggested that is actually here. Is the person who suggested that here? Okay, is there anyone who feels they would be able to lead a discussion on that? No? Okay. WordPress behind a firewall, corporate users and intranets. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Oh, hang on 1 second. I just want to say yes, please, to John James. And John James Jacoby is on his way, so he could probably join the BuddyPress stuff. And that will wrap that up. Make sure Eric did. So is the person who was interested in leading podcasting here? No? Okay. And... If we had a room, and if some of the very smart people I see here wanted to sort of be geniuses again today and do sort of an ad hoc genius bar first, how many of those people would want to do that and spend an hour volunteering to help their fellow Sunday morning attendees? 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's not very many. How many would like to go to an ad hoc genius bar? Oh, well, okay, so now we see the answer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so actually that's pretty even, so we can totally do a genius bar room. I was afraid there would be, like, 2 people saying they could help and, like, 80 who wanted help. That would have been bad. Okay. Doing a migration from .com to .org? No? Okay. Themes, parent-child, intro, sort of general theming, anything? 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six. Okay, so and I see a couple people here who raised their hand who would be perfectly capable of leading a discussion. I'm looking at you, Lin Chen. SCO, you already did. And did Scott just walk in? Scott did not just walk in, so pods will take off. And Buddy Press we have. And learning more about using MU as a CMS from Andrea. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay. So how many things do we have? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So we have 12 things. I'm going to suggest that we just do 6 per hour, and we'll just break it up into rooms. That way, instead of doing 12, we don't have so many things to choose from. So let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If so, some people raised their hand twice. So I'm going to say the kind of 6 and 6 grouping I have, and if anyone hears 2 things that they want to do both of, raise your hand, and if there are enough people that want to do both of that, we can swap the time slot. There's enough few enough people here that shouldn't be a problem. So I have in the first...
There's the blueberry guy.
Oh, PowerPress? Did you want to do an unconference session on PowerPress?
I could.
Okay. Now that he's here, how many people would be interested in a session on podcasting with WordPress? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So I'll add that to this then. That's 5. Okay, so for the first round, Andrea doing more on MU, themes, WordPress behind the firewall, consulting ops within verticals, SEO, favorite WordPress features that could be like a free-for-all kind of round table where people show each other the things they like best, and the podcasting. So that would be everything in the first hour, which I guess now we'll shorten those to be about 40 minutes maybe. And then in the second set, Scriblio, BuddyPress, WordPress as a CMS for nonprofits, how to run a WordCamp, how to set up and start using WordPress for newbies, and the ad hoc Genius Bar. And I'm deliberately putting those in the same so that the Genius Bar doesn't get inundated with all the newbies who really want to be shown the whole thing, so we can keep it a little more specific. Okay, does anyone see a conflict that they would like to see? Podcasting and SEO.
I'd like to do MU and SEO.
Okay, so we have 2 people saying let's take SEO out of the first round and put it in the second round. So now...
I wanted to go to your class.
What's that?
I wanted to go to how to run a WordCamp.
All right, we'll do
WordCamp. I'll get it online. Don't worry about it.
We'll do WordCamp first. How's that? We'll just swap those two.
Okay.
Right. Well, I just...
Okay, did anyone else? So now it's in the first tier, Andrea doing MU as a CMS, themes, WordPress behind the firewall, consulting opportunities, favorite features, PowerPress, which is podcasting, and how to run a WordCamp. And then in the second set of sessions, Scriblio, which is the cataloging on WordPress that Casey would do, BuddyPress, WordPress as a CMS for nonprofits, how to run WordPress for newbies, Genius Bar, ad hoc, helping each other, and SEO. Real good?
Did someone say moving from .com to...
There were, when I asked how many people were interested in that, no one raised their hand, so...
Could you split up and separate the BuddyPress in session 1 and then CMS for nonprofits in session 2?
Let's see, BuddyPress, so to... I'm sorry, I can't hear what he's saying back there. What?
I just like the way it is. I like to go to Andrea's first and then BuddyPress.
Yeah, I think I want to keep BuddyPress in the second for that reason, but we could move the CMS for nonprofits up to the first group.
I would also consider merging with CMS for nonprofits, the consulting opportunities. That was part of
okay.
My description.
All right, then let's do that. That will make it easier for people to choose. And let's say PowerPress, WordCamp, BuddyPress, maybe. Okay, so I think this is pretty good. So now it's a little bit weighted in the top one, but I think that is okay. Except, you know what? I think SEO needs to go back up to the top because everyone is going to want to get the same number of people who wanted to talk about Buddy Press. So I'm going to swap SEO back to the top. And
you just said you swapped SEO back to the top.
Yeah, because when I look at the numbers, SEO has a lot, and so does BuddyPress, and I know that there's probably some overlap there, but I need BuddyPress and MU not to be at the same time, because BuddyPress is built on MU, so people who learn about MU could then learn about BuddyPress. What was the one that you...
I want podcasting SEO.
We can move podcasting to the other one. That's easier, because not that many people were into it. Okay.
Okay, you're going to tape yours, right? You can solve that.
I'm not in the same... Okay, so now in the first group, we have MU, CMS, MU, themes, WordPress behind the firewall, favorite features, WordPress as a CMS for nonprofits / consulting opportunities within verticals. We've combined them because they overlap, and SEO. And then in the second one, Scriblio, BuddyPress, newbies, how to run WordPress, Genius Bar, WordCamp, how to do it, and PowerPress podcasting.
Shouldn't there be a reverse? Shouldn't you have the introductory ones first and then the second, then the others?
Things that build off each other have a first-second relationship. Things that are, please help me with my stuff, don't necessarily apply. I'd rather let people attend a session than have, and especially because the geniuses and the people who are volunteering indicated interest in some of those things in the first track. So I don't want to make people not see things.
But if they went through the first track, I mean, if you reverse the whole track, it would work.
It wouldn't, because then MU would come after BuddyPress. I mean, we had an entire newbie track yesterday and lots of Genius Bar help. So, I mean, this was just people who wanted more. So I don't think there's anyone here who literally needs to know what WordPress is before they would be able to sit in on a session about what are my favorite features. I mean, I think we should be okay. I think this is just people with specific questions, like a help desk. Okay, so I'm going to start assigning rooms. And Sunday.
Rooms have projectors.
Rooms, it's the same rooms as yesterday, except for we don't have the two big ones. So yeah, they all have the lectern with the smart projector. If the computer is not already turned on, which it should be, but if it's not, if you still have your wireless internet username and password, it's the same to get you into that. Or if you have Evdo, you can plug in with the Ethernet, or you can use your wireless. If you're using wireless, there will be some things you can't do because of the security stuff here, but you can plug into Ethernet or you can use the on-podium computer. But yeah, it's all hooked to the projector at the podium. Okay, so do people want to use... do anyone have... So we have two of these rooms. One auditorium room, which is this one. Two of those U-shaped rooms with the table desks. And then a bunch of regular classrooms. I'm sorry, we have five of the U-shaped rooms. I think the U-shaped rooms are probably the most comfortable because it's kind of a circle and you can see each other and put your laptop down. Do we want to try to use those first?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to say MU is going to be in room 8150. And... I'm going to post it on the website in a second. If I plug in, I'll lose my setup. So, and I kind of just want to get you guys into rooms as quickly as possible. If you miss the room assignments and you change your mind about what you want, let me know. But I'll post it in a second. Themes, room 8155. Oh, U-shaped. And let's say SEO. In room 13145. And WordPress as a CMS for nonprofits / consulting opportunities in 13150. WordPress behind a firewall. Actually, let's switch that to my favorite features. So people sharing their things they like about WordPress that maybe are overlooked in room... 13155. And that was actually... And let's do the WordCamp thing in here since I'm already in here.
What's the WordCamp thing?
Just, I thought you were doing that the second half.
No, we moved... Did we? Oh, you're right, we moved it. I'll keep it in here. I really have to do a second. I have to go to Mason Hall to do the setup for that. Okay, we'll do the second half. I'm missing one. New themes. Oh, WordPress behind the firewall, corporate users. Okay, WordPress behind the firewall, corporate users, intranets. You can have this room, which is 3160. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so that's everything for, we'll say that will go from like 9:40, so you have enough time to get there until 10:15. Okay.
What, 10:20?
9:40 to, well, I mean, you guys can honestly take as long as you want, and if other people show up and say, I'm going to put a little break in between because we need to be done by 11:30, so then I'll say from like 10:25 to 11:30 for the second set. And yeah, we can make it till 10:25. I mean, pretty much this is low key, so just kind of go where you want. Today it's not as big a deal. If you want to try one and then move to another, that's fine. So in the second round, we'll do how to do a WordCamp in here. We'll do Scriblio in 8150. We'll do BuddyPress in 8155. We'll do Newbie Help in 13145. We'll do Genius Bar in 13150. And again, this is ad hoc Genius Bar. This isn't set Genius Bar. This is everyone helping everyone. And then PowerPress for podcasting in 13155.
That's the second half.
And that's pretty much it. Does anyone need know where they're going, or do we need to repeat rooms?
Where's the Genius Bar?
For new users or for regular users? Okay. For new users who need to learn how to use WordPress, 13145. For people who have more specific questions, 13150. SEO 13145, and they'll start in like 5 minutes after everyone leaves here. Anyone else need to know where they're going? Okay.